1576, Venice was struck by a terrible plague. Tens of thousands of people died, and the people of Venice said that if God saved them, they'd put up a church to say thank you. And God saved them, so they put up a church to say thank you. The church is called Redentore, and it's on the Giudecca, which is one of the islands just across from the Giudecca Canal, from the main part of Venice. And every year on the Festival of the Redeemer, Redentore, they celebrate this by putting up a pontoon bridge across the Giudecca Canal. It's about 330 metres, and it connects the mainland, as it were, the main island, through to Giudecca, so that pilgrims can walk across it and worship at Redentore. The first stone was laid in May 1577. Doge Sebastiano Venier proclaimed Venice free of contagion, and Palladio designed the church, which was completed in 1592. And so we're about to walk across the canal on our way to Redentore, though not in this case for our own redemption, probably too late for that. So Katie, as the architect among the party, tell us what you can see.
You can see a beautiful church by Palladio in the beautiful evening light of Venice, so the red bricks beyond the stone facade are glowing. Rather lovely.
And we can see Porta Marghera in the distance. We can see Molino Stucchi, which is now a Hilton hotel, just there, a big building. And we're walking out on the pontoons. And it's not rocking very much at all, but you're used to being at sea, so this is nothing for you.
The bells are ringing.
The Patriarch has just said a mass for the people of Venice. Sun setting over on the horizon. We can see all the city laid out before us. This is Bill and Katie reporting from Venice. Bye bye.